Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. Today, I'm back again to highlight or to showcase you the highlights of the week, and I hope you stick around with me until the end of this video. I would like to start again with a Ramin Fala guitar. This is the third guitar, the new arrival of Ramin Fala that we have received at Zikos Guitars. We had one with Indian rosewood and spruce. We had one with Persian walnut and thermo spruce. And the last one is with spruce, a brand new guitar with a spruce top and mulberry back and sides. I felt love with the previous guitar made by Ramin Fala, which was which had also mulberry back and sides. It was a very sweet and very sweet sounding guitar with a kind of, it had a kind of bell like sound. I don't know how to describe it, but I love the character of that guitar. I think this is also the second guitar with mulberry back and sides that I'm reviewing, and the first one was also made by Ramin Fala. This guitar is brand new. It has the number 484. We have a sound port. It has a traditional construction. And let me play a few notes on it. I don't know what that is about mulberry, but this wood sounds, this wood has character. Let me say it in this way. And as you can hear, this is a very well-balanced sounding guitar. It's not sounding as intimate and as quiet like a typical traditional guitar, but it's also not sounding as loud as a modern guitar. Everything is in balance. I don't know if the overall sound character is more dark or more bright, because somehow it's very well separated. You can follow every note, but at the same time, it's very pleasing and it's sounding more smooth. Very colorful. It is also a very comfortable guitar to play. I just wanted to tell you that before I play the next piece. traditional guitar made by Ramin Fala with a very noticeable rosette and mulberry back and sides. Let me know your thoughts and let's move to the next instrument. The next guitar makes me very curious. This is made by one of the most well-known German guitar makers, Andreas Kirchner, who is famous for his super beautiful sounding double top guitars. But this guitar is a traditional guitar with a solid top from 2016, and it's the first time that I'm playing a traditional guitar made by Andreas Kirchner. So I'm very curious how this guitar sounds. I still didn't play any single note on this one. This guitar comes with a very beautiful spruce top. I love the color. A very simple and elegant rosette, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. The guitar is in a great condition, and we have also elevated fingerboard, and on the top of that we have Klaus Schella tuning machines, one of the best available tuning machines for classical guitars. And yeah, let me play a few notes on it. I'm thinking how to praise the sound of this guitar, because it sounds very refreshing. And I have to say, it has still some character of a Andreas Kirchner double top guitar, even if it's a traditionally built guitar. It's very interesting that sound wise it's still close to a double top guitar by Andreas Kirchner. But I would say you might have a bit more clarity. The tones are very well separated and it's very bright. Sustain. Comfortable guitar to play on, and I know many professional classical guitarists and students who are studying at music universities are playing Andreas Kirchner guitars. I guess it might have something to do with the comfort of the guitar also. So this is a guitar that offers you a lot of different qualities. Thank you. I might even like this guitar more than some double top guitars of Andreas Kirchner. I mean, the double top guitars of him are incredible, but to my personal tastes, I think I like this one a little bit more than some of those guitars. Incredible. From 2016, made by Andreas Kirchner. Well, let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by Davide Scacchi from Italy. And this guitar looks slightly different than the previous guitars that we have reviewed at Zika's Guitars. Guitars made by Davide Scacchi from Milano. And first of all, this is a super lightweight guitar. It's brand new. It comes with a wonderful rosette. Wow. We have spruce top and bird's eye maple back and sides. Wow, this is so light. Okay, so I expect a very fast response of the guitar and a slightly boxy sound and also loud. This is what I usually expect from guitars that are inspired by a Taurus model, Taurus guitar. Sounds exactly how I as I expected. It's a very loud and forward going guitar sound wise and you have a slightly boxy character and very deep basses. I think the air body frequency might be E. Wow, very colorful. Bass is like bass guitar. Comfortable to play, and what I also notice is that it has a very elastic sound. You can create very different colors and nuances by moving your fingers just very little. Wow. Congratulations to Davide Scacchi for this beautiful instrument. It's, for my taste at least, completely different than the previous guitars that I have tried by Davide Scacchi, but this is also the beautiful thing. the beautiful thing, yeah, about the instruments. You never know what to expect. Of course, you have an idea how the guitar of certain guitar luthiers is going to sound, but I find it always very interesting if there is always a little element of surprise and change in a new guitar. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. So, the next guitar, by the way, it is not the last guitar of this week. The last guitar is going to be a 10-string guitar. But this one is made by the German guitar maker Jost von Hüne from Germany. Of course, from Germany. And this is a double top guitar made by him from 2014. And it's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar made by Jost von Hüne, which is a double top model. It has a very beautiful spruce top and maple back and sides. For me, it looks like that this is a guitar with balsa core. So there is no Nomex in it. It's a double top with balsa core, which I usually prefer to Nomex. Yeah, it's a lightweight guitar. I would say, let's play a few notes on it and see how it sounds. What a sustain. It has some qualities of a double top guitar, but for me it sounds more traditional. A very clean and bright sound with a long sustain. It's a sign of a traditional guitar for me. Still confused. Does it sound traditional for you too? I mean, I'm not hearing a nasal and very loud and super responsive sound, dark. It is responsive, but it's sounding more bright and sweet. Mistake at the end, but I'm impressed again, because you usually expect something else from a double top guitar, but it has the qualities of a double top guitar. It has some smoothness around the tones and it has a fast response and very good basses. a guitar made by Jost von Hühne from Germany, and this guitar is from 2014. Let me know your thoughts and let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is a 10 strings guitar made by Heike Russo. As you might know, I'm not a 10 strings guitar player. I'm even overwhelmed with 6 strings, so I'm not going to play much on this guitar, just a few tones to give you an idea of the sound. And yeah, it's a super, very beautiful looking guitar with some exotic woods and decorations. What I also like about this, not the sound, but about this guitar is the shape of the neck is like a normal guitar with 6 strings, and the additional strings are just open strings, so you cannot change the tone. Of course, you cannot play any notes with the left hand. The positive thing about this construction is that you don't have to get too used to it. It's already like a normal sized guitar with 6 strings, and the shape of the neck is very usual. But you have 4 additional strings, and it gives you more possibilities to arrange your music. Sound very traditional, your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. As I said, I'm not able to play pieces with additional notes, but I hope I could give you an idea how this guitar sounds. And I think he's making one of the best 10 strings guitar available in the market. And Heike Russo is building different models and different constructions. He's a very skillful guitar maker. And this guitar has a number, let me see, 494. So he's a very experienced guitar maker. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. Let me know which guitar did you like the most. They were quite different constructions. And I'm happy to hear your thoughts. And please leave a like if you enjoyed the video. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.